You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson, and my special guest today is Eric Steining with Experience Technology. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks so much.
Well, you know, this is a really interesting time that we live in, and you guys do a lot of really interesting and I think really cool stuff. But one thing that you guys really do is your community involvement.
Yes.
And I want to make sure we take some time to talk about, because there's some really big projects that you guys are really involved with, both locally and kind of around the state.
A little regionally, yeah,
which is which is really cool for a Bloomington-based company. So I think one of the cool things to talk about is what you do with the Children's Museum in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Children's Museum in Indianapolis, I think this is our seventh year running with them. We got pulled in to provide, when they back 7 years ago, they wanted to start to incorporate audio and video experiences into the haunted house that they run in October, which most people listening probably know it is October.
It is October.
So that's a wonderful thing. It's our biggest pro bono event that we do every year, and it's also the largest fundraiser for the Children's Museum in Indianapolis that they run. I think the haunted house runs from October 10th through the 31st, so I think we should be right in that time frame.
Yeah, just started yesterday.
Exactly. And it's a great time. They have what they call friendly hours that happen earlier in the day.
Right.
I think that might be from like 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
You might want to check the Children's Museum website to be sure about that. But then they go to frightening hours, you know, starting at maybe 4 p.m. to 8 or 9 o'clock. And then even after that, they have an extreme scream hour, you know, where they really, you know, take it to the next level.
Right, right.
I think last year there was over 60,000 people that went through this haunted house over the course of those 3 weeks. And it's it raised over $500,000 for the Children's Museum.
Outstanding.
So, you know, it's wonderful for us because it's there's nothing traditional about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, you know, these guys come in and build this place, and every year it's different. We're mounting projectors on their sides and TVs upside down, and, you know, sounds and subwoofers, and you know, so it's really a fun project for us, and it just gives us great feelings to be able to help the Children's Museum, and we all have kids ourselves, you know, guys on my team, and we get a little added benefit of being able to go up to the haunted house and seeing it ourselves with our family, so it's a great time.
And I think it's really, really cool that they do something for like all ages.
That's
right. You've got the young, you know, these little kids who just, you know, the idea of a haunted house is kind of scary.
Right.
So you kind of introduce them into something that's not really scary. And then those kids that are kind of getting into it. Then, you know, the older kids that are like, scare me.
Right, exactly.
And the adults like that too. You know, I don't like them, but, you know, I would be in the first range with the little kids. They don't like being scared. So that's okay, though. That's all right, though.
It is.
So that's one thing you do in Indianapolis. I know locally, you've been involved with the Tivoli Theater in Spencer.
The Tivoli Theater, it was a real flagship project for us. We got called into the Tivoli Theater in 2012, actually.
Okay.
And a Cook Group here in town, they were generous enough to fund the renovation of the Tivoli Theater.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been to the Tivoli Theater, you know, you really need to go.
It's a really cool experience.
It's a beautiful place. It's been restored to the nines. I mean, there was no costs were, you know, well, you know, everything was done beautifully.
Right, right.
Including the audio video system, which we were fortunate enough to be able to provide the theater cinema system for the Tivoli.
Right.
And I can say that it is one of the finest audio video experiences that you can really see and hear in anywhere, in any cinema in the world. And that's something else to say, you know, that we have that right in Spencer, Indiana.
Right. Just, you know, 20 minutes away.
Right, right. And I really applaud Cook Group for extending, you know, the philanthropy to take care of the dollars and cents of it and giving all of the tradespeople and the artisans that brought this place back to life. So it's not only just a movie theater, you know. You should get there at least 15 or 20 minutes early just to look inside the theater and see what it's all about.
Well, I think that's interesting, especially for younger people to see. I mean, these were the old-time movie theaters. I mean, this is what I grew up with, this kind of movie theater. And it's like you walk into a new modern-day theater. It's, you know, it's just it is there to see the movie.
That's it, yeah. And, which is fine.
Which it serves a purpose.
But there's a whole other artistic level mm-hmm. of the inside of the Tivoli Theater. It's so close to Bloomington right here that if you're going to go see a movie, mm-hmm. You know, for one, I think the tickets are $5.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's volunteer driven, mm-hmm. which is just fabulous.
Right.
Owen County Preservation, the preservation group, you know, looking to preserve special places in Owen County, mm-hmm. is who the benefactor of the Tivoli is, and. So the folks that are selling you the tickets and the people that are handing you your popcorn, they're all volunteers.
That's a huge thing.
Real, real genuine.
Yeah.
And just like Carl Cook had said, you know, the reason that they really wanted to do the involvement in the Tivoli Theater is that Cook has many employees,
right.
You know, from Owen
Definitely.
County
all
and Spencer,
over.
A facility mm-hmm. there. And, those people grew up going to the Tivoli, mm-hmm. and now they can take their kids to the Tivoli.
That's really cool.
So not only is it all great like that, but the audio-video experience mm-hmm. is second to none, and you should go there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely go check that out. And you've got a new project that you just recently finished up on in Mitchell.
That's right, yeah. So our special one for 2015 that we've just wrapped mm-hmm. up fairly recently is the Mitchell Opera House. Yeah, the place has been down there for 100 years, and it's been a dozen different things mm-hmm. Over all the decades. But now they brought it back to its original purpose of an opera house for live music performances, mm-hmm. which they're having, I think, every Saturday down there.
Right.
You can do a quick search for Mitchell Opera House. Right. Again, it's a not-for-profit group that's driving this. So. If you know of a band, if you know that you can contact the folks down there as well. And it's Hoosier Uplands is the group that had funded the renovation of mm-hmm. the space. And so it was so a full live stage system for live music performance. And then it also incorporates our other specialty of that cinema system. So we've got it's about a 300-inch diagonal, screen down there, and
nice.
A really nice surround system, and we're looking to hopefully partner with the Mitchell Opera House to sponsor some movies, there in the near future as well.
Very good. Well, those are really some really interesting things going on around in the area, and I know you've got something else we want to add to this, something we don't do very often, so we're kind of excited that, you've got some tickets we want to give away.
The giveaway, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing for me to talk about these things, but, the other thing that I just love our projects that we get into, and I'm going to try to make it as easy as possible for some people
to
get out and see these things. So what we have, I'd like to offer, for one, experience technology. Our office is on North Walnut Street here mm-hmm. in Bloomington, and the address is 2727 North Walnut Street. Mm-hmm. So we're north of the bypass. So get your pencil here because I'm going to give you a phone number to call.
Definitely.
And we'll have some free tickets to the Haunted House, free tickets to the Children's Museum, and then an option for either free tickets to the Tivoli Theater as well. Phone number at Experience Technology is 812-323-9533. And first caller, if you leave us a message, if somebody doesn't answer, leave a message, and we'll call the first caller back, and you'll have your choice of four tickets to the Haunted House and the Children's Museum, so you can make a day of it. You mm-hmm. know, it is separate tickets to go to the Haunted House versus just going to the Children's Museum itself. So we'll have four tickets to each. Or if the first caller would prefer to go over to the Tivoli Theater, let us know that, and we'll have four tickets to the Tivoli Theater.
Great.
And then that second caller, until we get through and have our tickets given away, we'll just go through the line in order that they're called. And again, that phone number, 812-323-9533.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It was a great time to have you here. We always learn a lot about what's going on, and I really appreciate what you do in the community.
Well, thanks so much.
That's really a huge thing, so thank you for that.
We're happy to do it.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and at the FC Tucker Bloomington.com Facebook page.